Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Diligently Ask for God's Sustaining Grace by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. James 4, 2-3. When we're taking strides to walk in obedience to God, the resistance against pushing forward gets stronger, and it feels like we're treading through mud just to take a step. My husband Paul and I have been experiencing this ever since we started leading a new ministry at our church, in addition to juggling all the rest of our responsibilities, caring for our boys and our own individual lives. Even though it's exhausting and sometimes discouraging when things feel so chaotic and stressful, I must remind my heart that our God is stronger and we'll use whatever seems to be standing against us, especially our own sinful flesh, to grow and deepen our faith and sanctify us. But this doesn't mean it isn't painful or that I'm quick to learn how to depend on Him. For me personally, I'm working on resting in the new mercies of today and being quick to repent and ask for forgiveness. I feel like I've failed a lot in my behavior toward Paul and my boys these last few weeks. I don't want to blame it on hormones and lack of sleep, although I know this adds fuel to the fire, so to speak, because God's grace is available to me. But am I asking for it diligently? Probably not as much as I should. If His grace is truly sufficient, and it is, do I live like I'm dependent upon it daily and pray without ceasing throughout my day? The book of James is a wonderful book of instructions for believers. In chapter 4, we discover that we must protect our hearts from worldly thinking. Often, when we're trying to take control of our life and not rest in God's grace and provision daily, we resort to either neglecting God's ever-present help or asking God with the wrong motives. James 4, 2-3 says, "You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions." James 4 merely tells us that if there's something we want, we need to ask God for it instead of resorting to sinful means. It stands to reason that there are some things that we'll not get unless we ask for them, but if we ask, we'll receive them. So if there's something we want, we need to ask. Christians should be praying and asking God, especially for His supernatural grace. Instead of trying to control what feels so uncontrollable in our lives and allowing our circumstances to dictate our mood or behavior, let us boldly come to the throne of grace and ask our Father for His unwavering and sustaining grace. He is faithful to provide. Let's pray. Father God, I know that your grace is sufficient and that you are my ever-present help in time of need. Sometimes my actions don't reflect these truths. It's much easier for me to either complain about my stressful and difficult circumstances or try to take matters into my own hands to try to fix or change what seems to be causing me to feel so overwhelmed. But I know that I need to come to you and ask for grace when I've reached my limit. You're faithful to provide all things that I need because you're a gracious Father who cares deeply for your children. I come to you as your child today, boldly and humbly asking for your sustaining and powerful grace to carry me through each challenging moment. You're faithful in every season, and I thank you for reminding me to come to you first and foremost and pray without ceasing. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.